from you before. So why did you want to become an engraver?
I didn't want to become an engraver. I wanted to engrave.
How come you wanted to engrave?
Well, I always fascinated me. Mm-hmm. And I was recording this. Can you hear me? Because there's a mic. It always fascinated me.
So what would you say are the most maybe requested designs for guns that you have?
For me, animals.
Okay.
Because I can do animals well, because I know how to draw.
Okay. And so is being able to draw something you'd say would really help
someone
starting out?
Yeah, because drawing is a way of thinking. And a lot of people don't understand this. They're trying to draw something, and they think they have it, and they're trying to do something more complicated. They think they have it, and before they know it, they draw something complicated that doesn't work, and they can't figure out why. And I got a guy in college, Francis Boyce, just simplify something. You know, drawing helps you formulate your ideas. And more importantly, by drawing, you're refining your motor skills. I look the hand and the eye and the mind work together.
Right.
And again, people don't get it.
Alright. So, also for someone starting out, so you told me the bench time is what you need to be to gradually get better. Is there anything else for someone starting out too?
Once you have some basics and you point you in the right direction, yeah, practice, practice, practice. Even coming to this day, you still practice, practice. We're mm-hmm. anxious to keep the coordination going.
Alright.
Like I told you, with some of the borders or something, if I'm trying something different, I'll do a few practice cuts first before jumping on a good thing, just to get the muscle memory working again. It's really good.
Okay. So, what do you love about engraving?
Well, one, it's a medium that I enjoy. And number two, while I'm engraving, which would be the same for any artwork, it's almost a form of meditation.
Yeah.
Like it did last summer.
Yeah. Alright. So do you feel like you have like a best piece of work you've done when you're thinking about anything like that?
Yes and no. Probably the one I finished last for Cattle Drive is my best sitting. Is it one of my favorites? Yeah, but I have one of my favorites too, and probably next year I'll tell you something else. It changes. My own worst critique.
What changes have you seen in your field? And as a cognitive imagery. What would those be?
There's a lot more people doing it now than I started, so the exchange of ideas is a lot greater. I mean, the exchange of ideas really don't help each other. We're developing our skills and concepts and things like that. I think the public is a little more aware of good engraving as opposed to bad engraving. Because years ago, any engraving was good, even though it stunk. And I think the internet has helped that also, because
so what's the most challenging thing that you face or have faced in your career?
Design. Yeah. Design is always the toughest. You know, like you see me working, let's say, in the shop, and I'm not looking at it. So, you know, aside from the technical skills of engraving, design is probably the toughest part.
Okay. Then, let's see. What training, education, or life experience has been most valuable to you so far?
Value to me.
Okay, and I know that you were a teacher for many years, and how were your experiences as a teacher? How do you think that helped you?
Well, for one thing, it gave me a paycheck.
Yeah.
Aside from that, which helped me with teaching English, which you know I do.
Mm-hmm.
I can formulate. Successful teaching in Kansas. The course we teach at the end of those, but we have to close with that.
Alright. Okay.
Well, not every good artist is a good teacher.
Yeah.
And some lousy artists are great teachers. So the two don't necessarily go together.
Okay. Alright. That's good to know.
I could also learn from some of my teachers not to be a proper sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all you need answered. So that's it.
I don't know. Brian is the official end of the
song.